Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another podcast. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
For the record, that was Chris, not me.
I just didn't want to scream because I apparently almost scared Emily yesterday.
Well,
with the podcast.
Good, you should have screamed then. You should have screamed it louder. You didn't scream loud enough.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the podcast.
Today we don't really have a topic to talk about.
So yeah, we just got rambling about random.
Yeah, we'll just probably like go along something. I mean, right now it's finally gotten colder for fucking once.
Yes, it is.
It is like 54 to 55 degrees
for the weather
degrees.
Today.
Yeah. For the weather forecast today, it's gloomy as fucking sad and depressing. How's your lung cancer, by the way?
I wish I had lung cancer.
Walter White, how much meth have you been dealing?
How about my boy?
What?
What am I telling you?
I'm saying you're Walter White because you've got lung cancer and you're dealing meth.
Oh, yeah, sure. it's just my asthma, my guy.
Then take your asthma medication. Mexico.
I do 24 weeks and 7 days an hour.
I take it 24 hours, 7 a's a week.
You said that kind of right.
I know.
So if we messed it up.
Wait, there's not 27 weeks in a day. Wait, hold on.
Exactly. That's the point.
I'm confusing myself.
Save your strength. Don't think about it. Just accept. You just have to accept this and move on. Yeah.
You just have to understand my reasons for having a stroke. Yeah, so today's forecast.
No, enough with that. The other day, I was...
You shot a pigeon?
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, and?
So, the other day, I was... You were on my drive home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were. Okay, so I was driving from your neighborhood back to mine from school.
Yeah.
And I saw a tortoise that was, like, sliced in half. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
A mutilated tortoise?
Yes. It was a turtle that was sliced in half. I don't know. It just made me really sad.
Was it like a big tortoise?
It was like the size of your face. Like, the shell was that big.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was like sliced in half. I'm like, oh, poor guy.
I blame the furries. The furries did that. They mutilated the animal and then they probably like...
took its shell for a costume or a fursuit. Yes. Exactly what they did.
They wear the shell on their face as a mask.
See, they dress up as the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and then they have an actual turtle shell from the turtle they killed for the mask.
Oh my god, that's
dark.
I mean, honestly, if you think about it, I'm pretty sure that's a thing that a furry would do, just for a costume.
I don't think that's something a furry would do. I honestly don't.
Hey, I watched a video yesterday about the darks, but the furry community is worse than you think, right? From a former Fermi.
Fermi? Wow. A former furry. I've never heard of a former furry. I think, like, once a furry, always a furry. That's what at least.
This guy said the same. He was like, you know, I had a dragon fursona, and I was a part of the furry community, but I just can't take it anymore. It's just fucking stupid.
Fursona! It's like a bad video game, Persona 5, instead of Persona.
But he was saying that, like, the entire furry community is just basically, like, a worse version of high school. Like, everyone's just out to get each other and shit like that, and they're all just childish, and all they want to do is just, like, do sexual things. I don't know.
I mean, obviously, they dress up as animals to have sex. What else would you expect?
Dude, I saw the pricings for a fucking furry suit.
Yeah,
yesterday.
It's really expensive.
I was like freaking out. I was like, are you kidding me? I saw one for $13,800, and there was bids on it. There was people bidding $13,000 on a suit.
Yeah, I know.
And I was about to start crying.
There's this meme I saw, and it's like this guy who went to like a liberal arts school, got a major in art, and makes more money doing furry art, than like furry art character profiles, than actual art. And he hates it, but he's making, like, $400, $500 off of each furry porn shit that he does. Like, well, God, I don't want to draw that, but hey, whatever works for you, man.
That would be easy bank for us.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, though, I'm not fantastic at drawing.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know what? I lied. I'm good at drawing, but not, like, animals and or people. And that's what a furry is. It's a combination of an animal and a person.
We gotta find someone who's good at drawing, and then find clientele, and then make bank off it.
Look, dude, I draw anime, and I draw, like, literally anything else that isn't an animal or a person.
My drawings are more cartoonish, like. I always tried to make, like, realistic art, but, like, it's just impossible for me. Like, for some reason, my style is just, like, very cartoony-like. And I've got a prime example here in my drawn notebook that I can't pull out because it's stuck to another notebook.
Oh, boy!
Shit. Yeah, so...
Is that your gay salamander?
Yeah, this is the drawing outline for my gay salamander. You see, this was almost a Confederate flag. But, yeah, that's more of my art style. It's, like, more cartoony-like.
Yeah.
That's what I, like, excel at. I've tried other art styles, but it never worked out for me.
Have you seen my wall of art in my house? Or not in my house, rather, but is that Sam's? Holy shit. Oh, no.
No, it's the sugar seal.
Dave. What?
I don't know. I just saw that car, like... Breaking and you were speeding up.
I wasn't speeding up. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm going insane.
Shut up.
I was distracting you with my drawings.
Have you went in my room, right?
For like 5 seconds.
Oh, did you like look at that back wall? The wall where my desk is?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where all of my good art is that I hang up. So, like, I have on my wall... Just, like, a bunch of paper pencil sketches of, like, anime characters, video game characters, just cool designs, or something along those lines. Like, that's mainly what I draw, it's mainly what I'm good at.
Yeah. I've got another Vault Boy back at home, but it's, like, a red and blue, like, polyester cutout, kind of.
Yeah.
That I, like, plaster onto a piece of paper. And then I've got... I've got a drawing of a nobody from Kingdom Hearts 2.
Oh, nice.
Which is, like, one of my best drawings, and I just have it hanging on my wall. Why are people just, like, halting like that? What the fuck?
I couldn't tell you. Today is a weird day to be driving. We've got much traffic.
There's traffic every morning.
Yeah, but this is definitely the worst of it, you know?
We're, like, on the road of, like, 4 different schools.
So, if you can remember, what was your favorite middle school memory?
Dude, I don't have any good middle school memories.
You don't? That sucks, okay.
Because,
I was trying to make conversation.
Going to Landrum, like, fucking Jesus Christ. That was the worst school ever.
Oof.
And I can like, give you the reasons, like...
I'd rather not.
That school was literally a prison.
Well, wasn't it actually a prison that, like, got turned into a school?
No.
No?
But the way that the system worked, it was, like, an actual prison.
Oh.
I mean, we had to be, like... We had to file into the cafeteria following our classes, and we had to follow the walls. If we didn't do that, we got in trouble or got into the dean's hands or whatever. The deans were, like, literal prison wardens, too. There was, like, one big buff dude who was, like, I think he was was like a former police officer or something. He was something related to the military or like the police force.
Yeah.
And he was like this big buff dude who like always was grumpy and shit like that. I forgot his name, but he went to a different high school or something. And then there was like Dean Anthony, who was like this, who was this lady who looked like a guy, who had like the, you know that lady from Harry Potter who teaches Harry Potter how to fly a broom?
No, because I've never read and or watched Harry Potter.
Oh,
damn. Yeah, sorry.
Well, there was just, like, this lady who has, kind of like the Guy Fieri hair, but it's, like, more gray.
Oh, nice.
That's what Dean Anthony looked like. She was just, I don't know.
She was just there.
She was just there. She was weird. But, like, that school was awful, dude. Especially considering that it was just this, it was a prison full of, like, kids going through puberty.
Oh,
everyone
nice.
Getting hit hard with testosterone and, like, shit like that. Injections, yeah.
Injection and testosterone.
I think I got hit by puberty the worst. Because I was, like, one of the first kids of our grade to grow, like, fucking facial hair. And everyone thought it was weird, and I was just like, I don't know what the deal is, guys. Like, I don't know what to do with this. Some random ass hat put an open can of Sprite in my hoodie once, and it was half full.
Nice.
And I was like, what the fuck was the point of that? And he just looked at me with like a blank stare, and I was just like, what was the point of that?
Oh,
you just
God.
Put Sprite in my hood, and he just stared at me, and I was like so close to fucking actually punching him in the face. I was like so angry. But like I managed to restrain myself, but like I was so angry at that kid. His name was like, I think if like Grant listens to this or whatever, like we knew this kid named I think his name was Rocco. He was like this retarded kid or whatever that like a lot of people hated, and he put like an open can of Sprite in my hoodie for absolutely no reason at all, and I was so close to punching him in the face.
Jesus.
But I didn't want to get in trouble with the deans because I was scared of them.
I probably would have. Yeah, I can't remember much from middle school, but I remember it being at least decent. It wasn't bad. It was just meh. The best thing about my middle school career is my Latin teacher.
Latin teacher this year in high school. What the fuck?
Yeah. I've had three different Latin teachers. My Latin 1 and Latin 2 teacher, I actually liked. He was really cool. Literally, he was like, well, after Caesar died, they were figuring out who should be emperor of Rome. It picked Caesar's whatever, I forget what Octavian was to Caesar. Was it his cousin or something like that?
I don't know.
They picked Octavian because he fucked Cleopatra better. I'm just like, oh my god. He actually said that in front of a bunch of middle schoolers. I love this class.
We've got like an autistic Latin teacher.
Yeah.
Can't even see 5 feet in front of her.
Yeah, and then there's my high school Latin teacher for freshman year, because that's when I was still going to a high school in Virginia for my freshman year. So that Latin teacher just did not care. Literally, the only thing she did was put on movies and talk about like beautifying the courtyard with marble and shit. I'm like, do you know how expensive that's gonna be?
I wish our Latin teacher was like that.
Nah, but like, you guys actually need to learn. Like, she did not teach anything. Like, literally, the only thing she did was put on movies and stuff, and I failed my exam for the state. And then, so I pretty much lost all my Latin knowledge that year because I had a year off. Then I went to AP Latin in sophomore year here at PPHS. And then there was this, I'm just like, oh, I pretty much forgot all my Latin because I didn't do anything Latin 3, and this might be a problem. So I had to bullshit my way through the class. I'm pretty sure I got a 1. Actually, yeah, no, I'm not pretty sure. I know I got a 1 on the AP exam. I remember I checked. Only AP exam I ever got a 1 on. I got a 2 in AP World, and every other exam I got a 3.
If you guys don't know,
I'm retarded.
No, if you guys don't know, like, our Latin teacher, so, you know, at our school, our Latin for some reason the school, like, our school gets a lot of funding and stuff, because we have a lot of, like,
rich people,
kids
a
going
lot.
There.
Yeah.
Like, way too many. And for some reason, they have enough funding to hire this really weird old lady for, like, the only Latin class in the entire school, right?
Yeah.
Basically, this old lady, like, I don't mean to be harsh on her or anything like that, but I don't understand her. But from what Emily told me is that apparently she's actually autistic, I think.
I don't see that. I know she's blind. I know she's blind as, like, all get out.
Yeah, and she's blind.
Yeah, it's Scott.
Of course it's Scott.
What the fuck?
But,
yeah, I know she's, like, actually legally blind. Has she ever taken off her glasses in front of you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so her eyes are actually damaged. I know she got into a car accident, and that's why her posture's kind of messed up, and why she walks around really weird.
Yeah, like, one of her eyes is, like, faced downwards. So,
yeah.
Like, her left eye is the only one that works, but even then, like, she can only see 5 feet in front of her.
Probably less, actually. That's less. It's less.
Yeah, and, she's, like, super oblivious to, like, everything. So it is so easy to cheat in that class. Literally, it is ridiculously easy. Whenever we have our vocab quizzes, whenever we take vocab quizzes in that class, normally, like, every week we would have 20 words or whatever from the unit that we're studying. And, you know, with me, I stopped caring about Latin. I'm in Latin 2 right now as a senior. And, like, last year when I came into Latin 1, I didn't really know what I was expecting. But the moment I figured out who our teacher was and the way that she teaches and the way that she acted, I was just like, I'm done. I don't care about this class. This is the dumbest class I've ever been in. I stopped trying, basically. And this year, I've completely stopped trying. Like, everything that I do, I basically, like, cheat my way through it. And I'm in a class full of, like, freshmen, sophomores, and a few juniors. And, you know, they help me cheat through everything. Because they know I don't care. But, like, during the vocab quizzes...
They're like, welcome to the club, kiddo.
Yeah, like, during the vocab quizzes, you can literally just have your phone out on your lap with the vocab words in front of you, and she'll call on you with, like, these, like, popsicle sticks that have your name on them, and she'll call you and be like, all right, what is the definition of this word? And then you just look at your phone and be like, it's this thing. And then she'll be like, nice job. And then she'll be like, she'll call another person and be like, what is the parts of this word? And then you just look at the parts and then just say them out, and it's easy as that.
Yeah.
I mean, literally every day I have my notebook of vocabulary words just on my right side, underneath my desk, behind my backpack, and I lift my backpack and just look at the words, and it's just that easy. And for the tests, we have this kind of, like, cheating ring where there's only two kids in the class. Well, there's probably more than two kids, but there's, like, two kids in particular that I know that actually care about Latin, and they exceed, like, really well, and I give props to them. But basically everyone cheats off those two kids. Everyone looks at their answers, and then they give the answers to everyone else, and then those people give the answers to us. So, like, there's this kind of, like, chain where, like, there's this kid, Levi, that sits behind Emily. I cheat off of him. He cheats off the kid who actually knows what he's doing. And so then I get the answers from Levi, I give the answers to Emily, Emily gives the answers to Teresa in front of us, and then some of the answers go to this kid Luke behind me, and basically we all get the same grade on the tests, and Miss CS isn't suspicious at all about anything. I mean, she did almost catch us once, because one day while we were taking the test, Teresa took the Scantron off my desk while we were testing, and I was looking at her and I was like, what the fuck, Teresa? She's gonna see that and she's gonna, like, call us both out. And she was copying down, like, everything that I had, and she even erased the, like, the same mistakes that I made or whatever.
Yeah.
So our tests looked exactly identical. And whenever Miss CS grades, she takes like 2 days. So she will put them through the machine to scan them all,
yep.
and they'll all get graded. But then she'll take the first two Scantrons on the stack and hand grade them. Yeah. So she graded mine and Teresa's.
Oh, fun.
She pulled us out of the class one day, and she was like, "So, I don't know what's going on here, but both of you had the exact same answers, and the exact same wrong answers, and the exact same eraser marks." And I just had to, like, look at her, and I was like, huh, that's really weird. That's really interesting. Like, I literally said that to her. And Teresa was just, like, looking at her, like, just smiling. Like, she didn't say anything. And I was just like, that's so interesting. I wonder how that happened. And she's like, yeah, I'm not gonna assume that anything's going on here. But it's just really funny how you two got the same exact, like, things on your Scantron. And I was just like, yeah, that's really weird. And then we were okay after that. Nothing changed.
Interesting. And she didn't threaten to throw you guys in the Coliseum like she does with our AP Latin class?
No.
Or my former AP Latin class was 2 years ago. God, throwback Thursday. Really cringe you for saying that.
So yeah, that's the Latin class that we have at our high school. And our teacher, Miss CS, will make very subtle death threats as well.
Oh, yeah.
They're very, like, inconspicuous, too.
Oh, yeah. I'll feed you guys the tigers.
Yeah, but, like, sometimes, like, she won't even make direct death threats, but you know whatever it is that she's saying is a death threat.
Yeah.
It's really weird. Like, you'll make one simple mistake, or... Not as simple as mistake. You'll talk out loud or whatever. You'll be a nuisance, and then Miss CS will, like... I can't even really bring up an example because it's just like always very random. But she'll make a very like indirect death threat to you,
yeah.
And it's very scary. But she's always like,
she always threatened
like,
to throw. She always threatened to throw us in the Coliseum. She always threatened. What else did she threaten? She threatened for the Coliseum. She'd feed us to the tigers. She'd come hit us across the face with a crowbar. I know that was definitely one of them. That was one of her favorites. She just had some other really random stuff. Oh yeah, she'd stab us in the back in our sleep. I was like, oh, okay.
She really. I remember that there was I'm pretty sure this happened. There's a kid, one of the most annoying kids in the class. He was like talking out loud or whatever.
Yeah.
And Miss CS said something along the lines of like. Your parents didn't raise you right, or your parents don't love you, or something.
Yeah.
And we just all like looked at her. We were like, "What the fuck? That's so like, that's not right, dude. This is not how a teacher should act."
Yeah. My gosh, jeez. That's why I don't want to go near her classroom anymore. Is because afraid she'll see me and then like actually stab me for getting a 1 on the AP exam. Like, I'm sorry, it's not my fault you didn't teach us anything. You just, for AP Latin, here's how AP Latin goes, across everything, across the whole entire country, as I flip my arms around to try to think of the word. Basically, you're doing true translations the whole entire class. You're working on Caesar's, Gallic War or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, and then you're working on Virgil, which is the Aeneid. It's like, you know, I don't know if you know what that is, the Aeneid.
No.
It's like, whatever. It's a classic. It's actually a pretty good story if you read the English version, not the old English version. So, the thing is, she would tell us just to do the translations in our class. But she wouldn't actually teach us any of like the newer stuff that none of us had seen, so we had to figure it out on our own. And by that, obviously, that means cheating because we didn't have textbooks; we just got packets of work.
Oh my god!
And we just got literally like we had to translate all of Chapter 5 of Caesar's Gallic War, and the packet was—I kid you not—we took a ruler, measured it; it was 3 inches thick of just straight Latin. There was 3 staples holding it together.
Dude, I wouldn't be able to do that.
I'm just like, well...
I would not be able to do that, especially in her class. Like, I dread going to her class. Like, I have Latin
At least it's first period, though.
Yeah, so like first period. But that's how I start off my days, dude. Like, I have to deal with Latin. I have to deal with Miss CS on a, like, every morning. And that sets my, like, mood for the day. It's so bad.
Yeah, but, like, the thing is, though, like, when did I have Latin? I had Latin third period.
Last year I had so a that was like period.
That was in the middle of the day for me. It was right before lunch, too. So I got to, well, my friends got to hear the brunt of my complaining about Miss CS. So literally, like, the routine was in sophomore year, I'd go sit down with my friends. I'd sigh. They'd ask me, "What'd you do in Latin today?" And I said, "Well, what do you think we did? Did you do more translations?" "Yep." "Did you cheat your way through it?" "Yep." And then we actually, and then I'd actually start eating my lunch. that was the routine. And then, yeah, that's all I can say. I was gonna say something else, but I completely forgot.
Yeah, like, dude, Latin is so, that class is so mediocre. Like, all we do is just translations.
Translations and more translations.
And more translations. Basically, if you don't know what we mean by translations,
you translate Latin into English.
Yeah. But, like, we have a textbook, and we have to read these, like, little short stories.
Hey,
of, like,
you guys actually got a textbook.
But, like, there's these short stories between, like, certain characters that we've been learning about for, like, the past year and a half or whatever. And those short stories, we have to translate from Latin into English. Most of the time, my English isn't even correct. If you look at my translations, they don't make any sense sometimes because I just don't care. Emily told me that one of her friends turned in, what was it, fan fiction? Or, I think, some kind of, like, hentai script. And Miss CS put a 50 out of 50 on it. Dude, Miss CS will not look at your translations. You can write whatever the fuck you want, and she'll give you a 50 out of 50 as long as she sees all the titles and everything looks like it's filled.
I have a friend that turned in... Okay, no, I shouldn't say I have a friend, because I don't act... I mean, I know this person, but I don't, like, I'm not friends with him. So I should say a friend of a friend who turned in the same paper every time they had a translation. Literally, it was just lines. Like, you would have the title of the translation really big, so, like, it was clearly, like, legible. And then under it was just really squiggly lines. So you just see the big title and then squiggly lines, but I guess it looked like words, so he got away with it. And it was only the... I think it was fourth quarter when she said, "Hey, you just turned in a paper of squiggly lines. I think you should fix it." He's like, "Oh, sorry, my bad, Miss CS." So he turned in a different paper with different squiggly lines and got a 50 out of 50.
Dude, like, Emily refuses to do her translations. Like, every time we start translating something, she'll just draw, right?
Yeah.
So, there's been numerous occasions where, like, she wouldn't turn in anything and Miss CS would bash her for it. She would be like, "Emily, where are the translations?" And she'd be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, Miss CS, I'm working on them. I left them at home," or something like that. But every day she would use that same excuse, but Miss CS would kind of, like, accept it, and she kept giving her more and more days to turn them in. And, like, this year, it was, like, before this last unit that we did, she didn't do them, and Miss CS was like, "I'm giving you one more day, and then that's it." And then I was looking at Emily, I was like, "Hey, I can just give you my translations. You can just copy word for word what I have, like, all my broken English, and you can just turn that in." She did, and she got, like, a 40 out of 50, because she didn't turn in it on time. And then the last unit, I gave her my translations again to do, and I was like, "Don't take the fat L, just do these." And everything, again, was broken English. And she got, I think she got a 45 out of 50 or something, I don't know. Because I think Miss CS hates her now. But yeah.
Nice, very solid. Alright, thank you guys for listening again. I know our conversations are pretty sometimes interesting.
managed to figure something out.
We'll figure it out.
But thank you for listening to today's podcast. I sound like I'm having a stroke.
Today's podcast was brought to you by...
Red Bull.
We don't have a sponsor! That's right! Please sponsor us, we need money.
Well, we'll figure it out.